No one touched it. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. Last night, Joe Biden was confronted with a quote from a 1975 interview.
He told a reporter, "I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather, and I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago."
The quote was part of a question asking how he would deal with the legacy of slavery today, but it was also a perhaps unwelcome reminder that Biden has a little baggage there. None of the other candidates chose to exploit the issue last night, but the fact remains that back in 1975, when Biden was a conservative on the issue of reparations, he was also a conservative on the issue of court-ordered busing.
That we are going to integrate people so that they all have the same access and they learn to grow up with one another, and is a rejection of the whole movement of black pride.
It's from an NPR interview, and he agonized about his position, worried that he might be wrong about this.
Calling my staff together. And the blacks in my staff together saying, "Oh, look, this is what I think. Do you think I am?"
And he concluded he wasn't wrong, even if he risked being compared to avowed racist George Wallace, who felt the same way.
It has been an issue that has been in the hands of the racist, and we liberals have out of hand rejected it because if George Wallace is for it, it must be bad.
I think it shows considerable courage that he would risk being compared to George Wallace to do what he thought was right for minorities at the time, but I'm not sure today's Democratic Party can bring itself to ignore this episode the way the candidates did last night.